The Huskies First Four is a new orientation program designed to help new St. Cloud State students with their transitioning process to the university. During the first 4 days, first 4 weeks, and first 4 months of fall semester, students will be able to engage in different campus events. Adam Klepetar talks about how the program got started and community support for the program.
It's something that we're really excited about. It's a program, an extension of our orientation service, and something that we've been working on for years now, actually. So a group of faculty and staff and administrators from across campus came together to really look at our student transition. And right in our very first meeting, this was about 3.5 years ago, we identified that we thought as a group that our orientation time was too short. And we really started thinking about how might we expand that. So there was a subgroup of that initial planning group that Jessica Osman, who's the director of the Department of Campus Involvement, and I co-convened, and we did a lot of research on our peer institutions, both the ones that have been identified through strategic planning, but also our regional peers, so the other Minsky universities, some of the University of Minnesota schools, some of the private schools in Minnesota, and so on, and found that we do, in fact, have as short and shorter than most of those institutions in terms of our orientation process. Then we started engaging both folks here on campus, internally, and a lot of our external partners, including the City of St. Cloud and the Police Department, to think about would it be a good move to extend orientation? What would be the best way to go about extending orientation? And really found that there was a lot of collaborative spirit around the idea of extending orientation and moving it earlier into the week before classes. And that's kind of how we landed on a Thursday. We had thrown around the idea of moving students on Friday, but as we had conversations, Thursday just really emerged as the day that we wanted to go to. And then the last piece of this is, then this was just something that kind of happened. It was a happenstance piece of data. We ask a question on the MapWorks survey that goes to all undergraduate students, and specifically to our new first-year students last year. There's an open-ended question that says, is there anything that we could do to help you with more with your transition to St. Cloud State? And the number one response that we got was, we'd really like to have a longer orientation process. Or my friends go to school X, and they moved in earlier and had more time to make the transition to college, and we'd like that as well. And that really set the stage for us to make the move to go to what has now emerged into the first four.
Adam stresses that there are three major ways the revamped orientation will help students.
I think that it helps students in three main ways. I think first, it really gives us the opportunity to give students a fuller and deeper and maybe richer amount of time to engage with St. Cloud State, both in terms of their own kind of social development, so meeting new people, but also just with the physical space and making this their home. So as they make the transition, they just get to spend more time here and get to meet more people before the first day of school. So I think there's this kind of socio-emotional benefit to it. I think it helps us really it gives us the ability to arm students with the tools that they need to be successful in terms of the transition. And that could be anything from safety issues on campus, issues around personal health, issues around how you engage St. Cloud State and then the greater St. Cloud community. So you'll see if you look at our schedule that we have both activities that happen on campus, but we're also doing service communities. We have activities at Lake George. We've got people kind of leaving campus to engage with the city. And then I think the most important addition to the orientation program is that it gives us a fuller opportunity to orient students to their academic careers here at St. Cloud State. So in the past, Saturday wasn't a duty day for faculty, so having both Thursday and Friday with faculty around, students can engage professors, they can engage academic departments, and then Friday we're really intentional about organizing students by intended major, getting them out into the colleges and schools so that they can explore different major opportunities, again, engage faculty members and think about what skills they need to continue to develop and sharpen as they move into their first 4 weeks of the semester to set them up to be very successful in terms of their academic career, which, you know, is paramount to our interest as part of the orientation process.
Some of last year's most popular activities will be returning to the event lineup. Adam talks about the returning favorites as well as the new featured events.
Some things that I'd really love to highlight, I just talked about the Friday engagement within the academic colleges and schools. Really cool service projects going on that we're going to have some faculty and administrators involved with as well, so students can go out and kind of get off on the right foot in terms of how they become members of the St. Cloud community. I think that we're bringing back an alum who is a super runner, so he's one of these guys who run 4 marathons in 4 days, and he always does it to raise awareness around issues with water in places, and he's coming and he's a St. Cloud State alum, as I said. He's coming back. He's going to lead some running. He's going to do a talk on issues around water, and I think that's going to be really cool. Every night there's a really fun activity, so there's an At What After Dark on Thursday night. We're doing a late night activity down in Hallenbeck Hall. We're going to be doing our ice cream social that we always do on Sunday nights. We're going to do a dance one night here in Atwood as well. So a lot of cool, fun activities for students to look forward to. And then, like I said, just ways to get involved academically, but not just in terms of academic exploration, but we're doing some kind of cool faculty-led programs. So Jeff Ringer, who's a faculty member in Communication Studies, is going to be leading some ballroom dance classes. We're doing Glenn Davis, who's the chair of the English department, is leading some lecture series and discussions around Oryx and Crake, which is the common reader for this year in Dystopian Future. Terry Vermillion, who's the chair of music, is leading drum circles. And then there's a bunch of other academic activities going on as well. So students are really going to be able to have a holistic transition. But then the other thing that I think we add in the 4 days is the opportunity for students to just have some downtime, get to get their rooms set up if they're living on campus. If they're not living on campus, visit different offices and make sure that they have everything in order, so when they go to class the first day, they can concentrate on being students and not have to worry about dotting I's and crossing T's because it's the first day that offices have been open on campus.
How can students get more information about campus events?
The best way is to go to the St. Cloud State website and go to the Huskies First 4 page, which you can find from the First Year in Transition Programs website, or you can just type into the search bar Huskies First 4 and find it. There are also Facebook pages, both for St. Cloud State, that is going to be pumping information out about the First 4, and also the First Year in Transition Programs website is really dedicated to the First 4. But I think that the web is probably the best mechanism to go about it. Clearly, the other thing is that this is just the first 4 days that I've been talking about, but now Husky Kickoff will be kind of conceptualized as the first 4 weeks, and there's a seamless kind of move from the first 4 days to the first 4 weeks. That schedule is available also on the Husky's First 4 website and is really being led through the Department of Campus Involvement, and there's just a ton of fun things for students to get involved with there, too.
I'm Christine Getke reporting for KVSC News.